The story of a poor little cougar. The cougar had to be euthanized because of a cougar warning that was put in place in the Banff townsite area of Middle Springs and Valley View last week. When they found this cougar, he was just too sick and emaciated. They figured he wouldn't even survive in the wild, so it was just a humane euthanization. But interesting story about actually how they found this cougar and where they found him.
The cougar was found under the deck of a home in the area by Banff resident Barry Ferguson. Him and his son and wife were coming home from taking their Christmas tree for disposal, and he was telling his family an anecdote about how in the 1970s in Jasper, there was a cougar and cubs that were living under a trailer. There was a dog freaking out every time it went out, and their own dog had spent 3 days barking under their deck in their yard and hiding under their truck. They got home and the young son said, well, I'm going to go look under our deck. And he comes back inside and tells his dad, Dad, there's a cougar. The dad's like, yeah, right. Now you're just messing with me. Yeah. And then the mom goes out, comes back in. There's a cougar under there. Wow. And he goes, everyone's just trying to pull my leg. Goes out. And what do you know? There is a cougar. And that's when a call was made into Parks Canada wardens. The original cougar warning came about on December 23rd when somebody saw a cougar feeding on an elk carcass in the wildlife corridor. Totally appropriate, but park staff moved the carcass further away and set up wildlife cameras. They captured the emaciated cougar, who was eventually euthanized, as well as another cougar with two cubs in the area. I myself noticed there was a cougar warning issued by Parks Canada through an Instagram post, which is, you know, not where I usually expect to find this information out. You know, wildlife specialists need to really examine what's happening and do what's best for the animals. And in this case, while sad for that cougar to have been left in the wild to starve, could pose a very severe risk to pets in the area.
Well, it's just a question of humanity, right? I mean, if you find a wounded animal who can't be rehabilitated in the wild, I mean, that's just typically what you do, a cougar or a bird or whatever, right?
It's one of those reminders that every single day we live in a wildlife area and you can and will encounter animals. So be prepared, carry bear spray, keep your dogs on leash, and do your best to be responsible citizens.